Welcome to TechSource. Today we're speaking with Jim Smith, CTO of Iron Bow Technologies. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Great. Yeah, it's great to have you back. As those our listeners have heard from you already, we talked to you in December about trends in managed services for 2016, and now we're talking about kind of just higher level view of different big trends for 2016. Specifically, you brought up that you see two areas really coming to fore this year, and things that Iron Bow will be focusing on are wireless and data analytics. So I want to just briefly talk about each with you. So why don't you tell me what you see as a milestone in wireless that'll be happening in 2016 that you think makes it something that folks should be looking out for?
Sure. You know, we just had a lot of our internal meetings, and our folks have spent a lot of time with our customers. Great timing for us to get a feel for overall trends and how it's going across the government space, the DoD, civilian space, and our commercial customers. And wireless has really been ramping up over the last few years. It's tied, I think, to what's happened with mobility and tablets and you know, new applications and the putting those applications in the hands of the mobile workers. And that's really really led to this huge ramp up in what's going on with having the wireless infrastructure to support it everywhere that that the customer is going to need it. So I would say these last few years have ramped up significantly, and this year I think is really going to explode in terms of all of our customers and agencies putting the wireless infrastructure around to really make sure that we enable those mobile workers, those mobile apps that they put so much time and energy in putting out in the field.
Okay, great. Do you think the Internet of Things might play into that at all? I mean, I know there's a lot of that, you know, that's been kind of the talk recently as well. Is I know that Cisco specifically calls it the Internet of Everything, but wireless has a big play in that space as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, as you begin putting these devices out there, and you certainly see it more has happened in the commercial space, and that's been the trend, I think, on a lot of these technologies that you've seen, even the consumer space with things like, you know, TVs and refrigerators and thermostats and, you know, the smart homes and things like that. You know, it's the first time I think people are really starting to see that Internet of Things. You're going to see as those devices get more and more inexpensive, they will be readily adopted by the Department of Defense, by our civilian agencies and others. There's so much applicability, and it really is key having a network infrastructure, including wireless, that's going to support the proliferation of all those devices and making sure that we've got a way to collect the information that's going to be out there and available to us in the future.
Okay, great. And, you know, that's where maybe data analytics plays into it as well, because if you're collecting all of this information from these wireless devices and such, you know, you hopefully will be analyzing some of the data you're collecting. So why don't you tell me what you see? You know, I may be making a huge leap there for you. So why don't you tell me what you see the trends to be in data analytics for 2016?
You know, absolutely. I think you've made a great jump there in that. It is a good tie, and everything is related. I think data analytics is becoming more and more important for a number of reasons, and one is that milestone you're talking about and relating it back to the Internet of Things and everything else. There's going to be more and more data available and out there, and you need efficient ways to correlate that data, to normalize that data, and then to analyze that data and give real business results and real-time information back to the users. But you also see that I think the other milestone really around data analytics is that, you know, in areas like security and others, we already are collecting so much data that we're not taking advantage of in a real-time and a correlated data from multiple data sources. So you're seeing the light bulb has really gone off, I think, over the last few years that people realize they have really important data already being collected that they're not fully utilizing and taking advantage of. So I think you're going to see that really be ramping up in terms of investment in how do we take advantage of the information we have And also, Internet of Things, what new information will we be able to get, and how do we tie that in with these other pieces as well?
Okay. So do you know of any agency that might have a best practice in terms of data analytics that you could share with our listeners that would be a good example of how an agency should be looking at the data and analyzing it, what they're collecting?
Well, most of the agencies are a little bit reluctant to share, specifics about their use cases and things like that. But in general, you certainly you see the Intel environments that have been for many years investing heavily in data analytics, and they use that for, to fight terrorism, to do all kinds of different data correlation in order to help them do what typically took many, many man-hours to do. So that's a pretty simple one that I think most listeners can put their arms around and things like that. I think more mainstream type of things are, you think of somebody like a Center for Disease Control. I mean, certainly healthcare and disease control, those are certainly great places where you can see real benefits around analytics, whether that's from being able to analyze the human genome, whether it's from seeing trends in terms of what's being searched for on the internet or what people are doing, getting ahead of the next influenza epidemic or the next outbreak. So you can't find a single customer that doesn't have some applicability for doing data analytics. So those are, I think, some obvious ones without getting into anything too classified or anything else.
Sure, that's great. Yeah, actually the CDC one is a perfect example because you see how they use it to track the flu, and they've got that new mosquito-borne virus that is threatening to women who are pregnant, right? And I've been seeing a lot of news reports about
Absolutely.
that lately. So that's an excellent point. Thank you. That's a perfect example. Great. So if you could come up with a one sentence motto for each of these areas for 2016, what would your wireless motto be for 2016 in terms of how it will be, how the market will approach the wireless industry in 2016?
Well, I think it's about having a holistic approach to your network that's inclusive of wireless and putting infrastructure out there to enable mobile workers, mobile devices, Internet of Things, guest access, everything you want your network to be capable of.
Right. And what about a one sentence motto for data analytics?
Well, I think for data analytics, I would sum it up right now from where we're at in terms of the data. We already have the data. We need to be taking complete advantage of what that data is and get results back to people who need it real time.
Okay, great. So the wireless motto for 2016 is take a holistic approach, and data analytics is we've got the data, you got to figure out how to make it work for you. That's perfect.
Absolutely. That was way more succinct than the way I put it.
No, that's perfect. Thank you, Jim Smith, for joining TechSource today. Jim is the CTO of Ironbow Technologies, and we always appreciate having you on the show.
Great. Thanks. Anytime. I appreciate it.